Jesus says, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. Here Jesus sets the bar of what a true disciple is. Someone who listens and whose lifestyle reflects the teachings of Jesus. This scripture is a good one for us to focus on the heart of what the Reformation is all about. Reformation is about recovering the truth of God's word that has been there from the beginning, but something which we nevertheless have neglected or lost. It's when we become students of God's word, and it's then when we experience how it transforms our lives. And that is what the word disciple means. It means a student, a pupil, or a learner. A disciple is a follower of a master teacher. And in this case, it's Jesus and his word. A disciple has chosen a path that has a learning curve. A disciple has begun a journey of discovery. A disciple knows that she or he will need to adjust their thinking and understanding. A disciple knows that they will need to expand their knowledge and change their perspective according to God's word. That's really what set Martin Luther apart, that 16th century German monk. As a young person, and then later as a student of theology, he began to live in terror of God and began to say that he hated God's righteousness. He saw God as holy, righteous, and perfect, and that he is. He was taught that God demands holiness, righteousness, and perfection from us, and that he does. This is what the church taught, God's law, but often stopped there in the church. It didn't give us the gospel. Luther was a good student. He would remind us his entire life that he had a doctorate in theology. But instead of learning to love God through theology, he was running away from God, and he began to despise his demands. When Jesus says that true disciples continue in his word, among other things, the people listening to him betray their own ignorance in their response. They say that as a people, they have never been slaves to anyone. They have not learned the lessons of the Hebrew Bible. That as a people, they were slaves in Egypt and in Babylon. But the problem isn't the fact or the facts that they had forgotten or never learned, or a few details of the scriptures they were missing. The problem is that they do not seem open to continue to learn and be instructed by Jesus and in his word. They don't seem willing to adjust and grow in their understanding. And the same things that kept them from beginning to be true disciples, sadly, will keep us from becoming true disciples. In Luther's day, the same things almost kept him and the people in the church of the day from becoming true disciples. And pride is probably the biggest obstacle here, if we're being honest. And it can take many forms. Pride can be the belief, like the Hebrews in the scripture, that we are entitled to God's love. We have been born into privilege of race, ethnicity, religion, or class. We are sons of Abraham, they said. Pride is the belief that we do not need to go on a journey of discovery because we believe that we have already arrived. Think of what Jesus says to them in response to, we are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. he reminds them that they have much to learn. In fact, they were slaves for generations, as we said earlier, in Egypt and in Babylon. Maybe it's also laziness or complacency that keeps people and keeps us from continuing in God's word, as he describes. It will take you, and it will take me, out of our comfort zone if we have begun to see that we have believed a lie all our lives. It's jarring, and it's alarming to realize that our view of God may be wrong, and our view of ourselves may have been wrong all along too. This is what Jesus wants to free us to do and to be free of. He wants us to be free to experience that joy when we become true disciples. When we begin to learn and grow in the Word, there is a whole new world out there in God's kingdom that opens up to us, and it is true and it is good, even though it might not be comfortable. Those who hear Jesus have that opportunity. It's a simple and profound truth. God adopts us. He adopts us as his daughters and sons through the true Son, Jesus, and his word. And we are made children of God by Christ alone and by the authority of Scripture alone. That's what the Reformation is about. That is what Luther discovered on his faith journey. And we have the joy of being brought along on a similar journey. This is the heart of the Reformation that we credit him with, that he rediscovered the good news of the Bible. It was there all along. But the church has lost her way many times. In Luther's day, in our time, we have lost our way on our own personal journeys. We have forgotten, or we're too proud to let go of the power over people's lives. Tomorrow is the 499th anniversary of the Reformation. You'll remember that Luther nailed 95 theses to the church door in Wittenberg. It could be called the 95 rants against the church. And Luther uses humor in those 95 theses to highlight the grace of God. If the Pope and the church can forgive sins, then why don't they do it for free? He asks. Instead, they were charging money for indulgences to buy time out of purgatory. And Luther confronted the powers, and he spoke truth, and he stood firmly on the truth of God's word, waking up people to the good news of Jesus Christ. It is a wake-up call to stop the abuse of the church and to find comfort in Jesus alone. We're stewards of that gospel. We're servants of that greater cause. We do not own it. It was a challenge to the Christians in his day and the institutional church to simply continue in God's word as Jesus commands today. Luther went on to translate the entire Bible into German from the Hebrew and the Greek. He did so in hiding, in fear of his life. It was a non-violent resistance to the power of the day and went against the wishes and commands of the church. He was a rebel. But what he wanted, above all, was not correct theology and for the church to agree with him. What he wanted was what any good pastor would want. And that's what Luther truly was. He wanted people to have comfort for themselves in Christ. He wanted people to read and to listen and understand Scripture in their own language, in this case, German. And in doing so, he also created anew the modern German language. How can a person continue in Christ's word if they have no access to it, if it's in a foreign language, or in this case, three foreign languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek? Luther was so confident in his understanding of the Bible that he knew if he could just point the way for God's people, that if they just looked in the right direction to his word, they would find freedom. Just as Jesus says, you will be free indeed. And what is that freedom from? Our pride, our guilt, our bondage, our slavery to sin, as Jesus says, and free to have the assurance that comes to true children. This comes by continuing in the Word. Scripture alone is the final authority and source of truth concerning our sinful condition, as Jesus states here. God's law is there to point out our sin. Yes, to make us uncomfortable, to see that we have missed the mark every moment of every day, and yet also to see the good news, that God, even though he demands holiness, righteousness, and perfection, that we have that in Jesus Christ by grace through faith. The good news that he brought to us in the life and death and the teachings and the resurrection of Jesus. He came from heaven to earth to set us free to that. Knowing and trusting in Jesus sets us free. By faith alone, we receive all the benefits of a true child of God by adoption through the true Son, Jesus of Nazareth. In Jesus, we have a forgiveness. We have a permanent place in the household of God. We are royal daughters and sons of the Heavenly Father forever. This is a lifelong journey, Jesus tells us, of glorious discovery. There is joy along the way. We get to do this together as God's people, as his church. It's what we call reformation or reformation, to continue in God's word together. We have become what Jesus calls truly his disciples. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.